When a suicide occurs, it can have a devastating effect on family members, friends, and other people who knew the person. So you might not know what to say or what to do when this happens. While everyone is different and will grieve differently, there are some things you can do and say to support someone you know who has been bereaved by suicide. The Conversations Matter online resources have been developed to provide community members with some basic tips to get these types of conversations started. Here's Jali Skian, the director of the Hunter Institute of Mental Health.
One of the most important things is to remember that it's better to reach out than to avoid the person altogether. While you might think it's best to stay away for fear of saying the wrong thing or making the situation worse, the silence of other people can reinforce the isolation, the stigma, and the shame that the person may already be feeling. In fact, showing concern can be more important than saying the right thing. So the way in which you should approach someone is use your natural style of communication, use your connection with the person, and ensure that you find a way to reach out to them. It might be better to say to them, "Look, I don't know what to say," rather than to avoid the person altogether. While it's usually best, I'd say, to make contact in person, you might be the sort of person who makes contact with your friend or family member via text message or through online. So even just dropping them a line to say that you're thinking about them can be a really good start. One of the things to remember is that you might not be able to change the way that the person is feeling, but you can assist by listening and just being there. It's not your responsibility to make the situation better or to solve the problems that they're working through, but just sitting with them and allowing them to talk and know that they have support can be really helpful.
There's plenty of support and information available that can assist you or the person that you care about who has lost someone to suicide. The Conversations Matter website at conversationsmatter.com.au is a good starting point and also has links to other services and resources you can use.
The Community Radio Suicide Prevention Project is produced with the support of the Australian Government Department of Health.